and all once again to Nerds on the Rocks episode 186.
You didn't draw it out enough, Earl. If you're going to do that, go full on boxing announcer style.
Ooh,
welcome.
Okay, very everybody, Michael Buffer this week.
That's his name?
Yes. Are you ready? Then, for the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the globe, let's get ready to rumble! And I think his son does it now.
I also watched a wrestling thing. We can talk about that later.
Okay, so, as we heard from our UFC audience here, we're joined by Justin.
Hey, let's get ready to podcast!
We have James.
This reminds me of a puzzle.
And we have Sam.
I'm unemployed. My catchphrase.
So he's going to be the press one on this show.
That shouldn't be funny.
But yeah,
I'm not laughing. Sorry. I'm not laughing.
I'm unemployed. I was going to say it like that.
I'm not laughing at you, Sam. I'm just laughing.
No,
at
go ahead, laugh at me.
I'm just laughing at the way that you present your situation.
Because it is. There's no other way to present it.
Well.
I'm going to say everything in the most depressed voice I possibly can.
God, you should just be Eeyore.
That's my life.
Let's just call him Eeyore for this episode.
Well, we aren't talking about Winnie the Pooh this week. We are not talking about Jabba.
Wait, there's not a new Winnie the Pooh reboot.
Wait, didn't Winnie the Pooh just have his 100th anniversary, though?
Did he? Is he that old?
No shit.
I think so. Hold on. I'm going to look it up. I think it was some kind of anniversary character recently.
While he's looking that up, Earl should continue finishing the intro.
Yes, actually, yes. So starting next week, new TV show should be returning. Some shows already on the air. I know The League is back. FX,
it is.
A couple of FX shows.
Doctor Who's back.
Doctor Who has such a weird schedule.
That's true. Doctor Who drops whenever Stephen Moffat decides the new season is ready.
Is he like, gone yet?
You will watch it?
No, he's not.
No, he is still the showrunner.
But I remember hearing that he might get replaced.
That
I was happy.
I know the current companion is leaving at the Christmas special.
Also good.
By who? I mean, like who? No, I mean, like who?
They haven't said who.
I mean, who could replace
the showrunner? There were articles about it. Y'all keep going.
I heard rumors. I didn't know that was confirmed. But yes.
I don't know if it's confirmed or not, but I'm hoping so.
Yes, we are talking about the, this week we're mostly going to talk about the new fall TV shows. We usually do an episode date in the year around November, December, where we actually take a look at the shows we're watching. This year, since shows are starting up next week, and most of them begin the week after, but we're going to take just kind of a quick glance at some of the shows, what we're interested in, what we plan on checking out. If we've checked any of them out, a couple of them are available to stream legally online ahead of their premiere.
Do y'all want the Doctor Who guy? Earl's sentence took too long. I had to cut him off in the middle of it.
I'm sorry.
I had this information up, but it's sitting there in my tongue.
God,
I am so sorry
fine.
About that.
Go.
Anyway, this guy's name is Horowitz. That's his last name. And he wrote the Alex Rider book series.
Oh, God.
As well as he's writing the next Tintin movie.
Wow, that's not inspiring.
I like the Alex Rider books.
Fuck, I want that new Tintin movie right now, but not directed by Peter Jackson, because I would like the movie to actually have pacing and not be 12 hours long and divided over three parts.
All right, Earl, I'm so sorry for cutting you off for that. That probably wasn't worth it.
So, new shows. We have TV guides, list of new shows, and it's basically in alphabetical order, so we're going to go there.
TV guides still exists?
Right?
Which is kind of hilarious.
Wait, hold up. At the when we're talking about each episode, I'm going to try to predict which ones are going to get canceled.
Oh, I like this game.
Oh, yeah.
I like this game, too. Which one will be canceled, like this will be its only season, or it'll get canceled before it ends?
Which one's going to get, like, minute worked, where it's like, it's called I'll Work It, where it's like they aired, like, one episode, and then it was gone.
Yeah, I could already tell
you. What will be the dads of the season?
Oh, God.
Earl has to try so hard to finish his sentence, it's making me laugh.
Benghazi.
I was going to say, I'm interested in that as well, because, you know, there's always that show, you know, that's not going to last that long. And I'm actually kind of curious what's going to be the first comic book show can do it as well.
It's got to be Constantine.
Yeah,
that's my bet as well.
just like hearing about the negative press as far as like the bisexuality, the no smoking, and they had to like replace the main actress.
But Well, no, I mean, replacing the main, that's not a big deal. That happens.
No, it's just, for me, that it's Constantine, and just, I don't know what Constantine is.
Yeah, it's like,
going
also,
to get canceled.
Everyone,
I don't think Constantine, I don't think it's so, I mean, okay, I guess
I mean,
it's better for Constantine.
Yeah, it, well, I mean, it has this problem where, you know, fucking smug-ass Supernatural fans would be like, oh, he's just a rip-off of Castiel from Supernatural.
So, you know what's fun about the Supernatural fans is the exact ones that you're describing don't make up the majority of TV audiences.
Yeah. I was going to say the biggest
problem. That applies to most fan bases, really.
Yeah, the biggest problem with Constantine.
See, that's the thing we have to remember about every show is that it has to gain a lot, like a viewership beyond
it's that
just
we don't
base.
Matter.
Exactly.
The people, like,
we might,
you're critiquing it, we're not the people they're going after.
Well, no,
exactly.
That,
the people
that
are writing essays about
that.
Why Community is brilliant are the only ones watching it, and that's why it got canceled. It's not that it didn't have a really popular fan base.
Hey.
It's that it couldn't get everyone else to care.
Dick.
I think
but we are getting a sixth season of Community in defiance of God and nature itself.
Hey, it was always predicted to have six seasons in a movie.
In a movie.
Yes.
Yes. But, no, that was starting in season three that became the rallying cry, I think.
Yep.
But, no, I think it was season... Was it... I could have sworn it was like...
Yes, I think season three was when they made the joke about the cape.
Six seasons in a movie was the last Dan Harmon season before... So it was season four, right?
No, season five was the last Dan Harmon season.
No, season...
Okay, but before
no,
the most recent... And then he got...
No.
Okay.
Yeah, season five was the last.
I guess that's
no,
a quick summary,
was
yeah.
So he left for season four, and then he came back for season five.
Yeah,
that's what I'm
he
saying.
Got thrown off after three, and then he
that's
came back for five.
Okay, but we're not talking about Community, because that's a show... I mean, it's not even technically on TV.
Is it coming
it's
on
not
the,
coming
the
back
season
in the
now?
Fall.
They start... No, it's going to start filming in, like, December, I think.
Oh.
So it right. will come back someday.
I have a question.
It'll be
quick.
On Yahoo, so
oh
it'll
my
probably
God.
Be a text adventure TV show.
Right, I'm going to cut James off, because he's going to keep going. Are we getting a new season of True Detective in the spring?
Yes. Actually, I think that's some... Was that February that True Detective season one was?
I think so. It's not this season.
It was,
I said
it was like February.
Okay,
March,
Earl,
so.
Go.
Somewhere in that area.
Was it February?
We're going to have to cut so much of the show out.
Oh, I was just going to...
Okay,
I mean,
yeah.
Technically, we're still
True,
talking about
yes.
TV, but...
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
True Detective was, like... I think it started in maybe late January and
yeah,
ended
I know.
In
I
March.
Just haven't heard anything about the next
yeah.
season, so I didn't know if they're going to...
Yeah, so that and Game of Thrones
but,
and Mad Men are not being discussed in the show, because those are all exciting.
Yes. Hey, these shows are exciting too. I think.
Oh my
I
God!
Actually, do think there's a decent slate of shows coming out this year. I mean, part of it is
like Bob's Burgers. Wait,
like
when
what?
Does the new Bob's Burgers season come?
Bob Burger. Okay, moving on. Like I said, okay, just to kind of go back to what we started with this whole thing. I think.
Actually, no. Hold on. Don't move on yet. I want to know the answer to that. When's the next Bob's Burgers?
September.
Start?
September.
All right.
Wait. Really?
Yes.
Starts soon.
Okay, so we're allowed to talk about Bob's Burgers, right?
Oh,
no, it's new shows.
Shows.
Oh.
Shows. Okay.
And start here!
I was going to say, the thing that's working against Constantine is that it's on a Friday night, and there's a very...
Oh, it's on a Friday?
Yeah. It's
oh,
that's not good.
So basically, they're shipping it out to die from day one.
Well, I don't necessarily know. I don't... You see, this is what I was going to say, what you were talking about with audience. I think it depends on the show and the network. I think NBC is trying to make Fridays their genre nights, because that's when they have Grimm and they have Hannibal. So it's going to be Grimm and Constantine, and then it's going
to... Did they move Hannibal to Friday night?
Yeah, Hannibal.
It's
guys
always
watched
been Friday.
Hannibal yet?
It's always been Friday night. I'm
bugging you guys to do that for, like, 2 years.
I know. Hannibal is one of, like, the four shows on the major networks that I actually want to watch.
But, yeah.
And I will.
But it's like Constantine and Hannibal will be alternating spots behind Grimm. And NBC does
it... so weird.
Well, I mean,
so it's like one Friday it's going to be like Hannibal,
no.
then Constantine, and then the other Friday it's going to be Grimm and.
I do think it has potential. I do think it has a chance to find an audience, especially being that you know there are people who enjoy Supernatural, and this is going to be Supernatural done with an actual budget. And
is it with hot people though?
I was about to say probably. I mean, Matt Ryan himself isn't a bad chicken joke. To
I mean,
stuff.
He's okay.
And
he honestly looks like he could have been in Doctor Who.
Yeah,
oh,
I mean, that was kind of the original...
His Wikipedia page doesn't have a picture of him.
That was kind of the
original... His page that Earl sent us does.
Hold on.
Yeah, that was kind of the original... that's kind of what I felt when I watched the pilot, is like, this felt like Doctor Who. He's the doctor, and he had the girl who was like his companion, and she would be...
Oh, you've seen in the pilot?
Yeah.
How is it?
It's a pilot, and
oh,
by that, I mean, it... It's not great. It just takes it out. It basically is used to introduce the concept of the world and some of the characters.
So that sounds exactly how I felt about the Flash pilot, basically.
Well, we'll get to that in a second. I actually enjoyed the Flash pilot. I thought the Flash pilot did a great job setting up a lot of stuff really quickly, where by the end of Constantine, there's still a lot of questions left. Which is kind of what you want, but in a way that hooks people, and we'll kind of get to that with Gotham as well. But yeah, I think the biggest thing working against it is, one, it's on Friday.
One more question. Are all these pilots available? Have you seen the Gotham pilot too?
I've seen a Gotham pilot, but that isn't available online. I actually went to an event for that this past weekend.
Oh, nice.
I miss living in Los Angeles.
Yeah, Los Angeles had it this weekend as well.
There's the first one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Constantine, I'm going to give it one season, and it's going to have a cliffhanger.
I think it will survive the season. It might move networks, though.
Hit a cliffhanger and die.
Do you think it'll move over to Fox?
I don't think it'll move over to Fox. I don't want CW to become the home if DC drops all their shows. But I could see it. We had moved over to CW, pairing it up with Supernatural.
Yeah, they'll move it over to CW. They'll age all the cast back about 10 years.
Constantine's a sexy, sexy man.
I read a very funny. It was a Reddit comment on this. Then the casting of Ra's al Ghul is whether or not Liam Neeson can play. It's like, sure, if they age back Liam Neeson 30 years and give him the acting range of a stump. I'm like, nailed.
And pretty much cut the show's budget, because he would need a show's budget.
Yes, but my point was that's exact. Every CW show I've watched, like, the actors are not the standout of their shows, and they're all young, attractive people.
Yeah, they have a huge factory for that.
I still think it's hilarious, the amount of overlap between Spartacus and Arrow.
Someone said one time that it was like, it's basically like a Spartacus family reunion at this point.
Watch Spartacus, because that's a really good show.
But yeah, I've heard it's pretty good.
It's a lot of different shows, because they're also doing, now they're doing Prison Break.
Good?
Well, no, Prison Break, as far as like the two leads are going to the Flash, and then one of the other guys is already on Arrow, and he's going to be...
I thought the CW bought Prison Break and was going to make another season.
You would think so.
It would be a possibility.
At this point, they... It's like, who else do they need from that show? No, they need the guy who played... God, who is the Mexican guy in that show?
I actually watched Prison Break, so...
Thing.
It was just that thing that came out alongside 24.
But I would also just say we need to move on, because we are really on a tangent this entire time. A to Z, NBC.
I'm gonna give it one season. It's got the dead mother from How I Met Your Mother. Sorry, the plot device from How I Met Your Mother,
who's adorable in this as well.
I guess she's really good in this.
I actually like the concept as well, but I'm also kind of torn on kind of another romantic comedy TV show. This one is readily available. I think it's still available on NBC.com and Hulu.com. And basically, the conceit of this one is each episode is going to go through the A to Z of a relationship. Like, A is for acquaintances, and then I guess, you know,
the
end of it. All right, in that case, I'm going to have my cancellation prediction. It will be canceled at L.
Okay, I think it might survive the season. The only thing I would be wary about is that NBC doesn't really have any tentpole comedy on Thursday night anymore. So a lot of the new shows might have problems where they don't, like, you know, like, you had The Office, you had Scrubs, you had Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec over?
It's not. Well, it's back in the fall. It's coming back in the spring, I believe.
Okay.
Oh.
So, yeah, like, there's no...
So there's no lead-in.
Yeah, so they're all new shows, and in order to build it on... Like, usually you have one show that people kind of watch, and then you put things around it. This is all new shows on Thursday night, so... That might be a problem. The good thing is it's not against the Big Bang Theory, so...
If it was against the Big Bang Theory, then it would have been, like, murdered after just the first three episodes.
Yeah. Yeah. I still don't know why that show gets so many ratings. I mean,
dude, I can't believe the actors make that much money off of that.
It's the same reason every CBS show has so high ratings, because it's made to be the most bland and inoffensive mass audience humor. It's not made for anyone to love. It's made for everyone who comes home from a hard day of work to just have something on in front of them.
You can tell the difference between James and I just on a core.
Oh my God, Sam,
chemical level.
Do you watch The Big Bang Theory, Sam?
I don't like The Big Bang Theory, but I get why it works, because most people don't want to think about their TV shows. They just want to come home and turn a thing on, and that's perfectly fine. James says it like it's a poison of the earth, but I think it's perfectly fine to have those shows that exist and to have those shows that appeal to wide audiences without you having to think about it.
There are worse, more offensive things on. I don't like hate
most
on
of
the level that's... Well, yeah, I don't hate it to the level that like other people do, but I understand like why people don't like
I'm
it.
I'm not offended by it existing.
Yeah,
a lot of people
it's
seem
like,
to be.
It's like I largely just ignore it. Although I will say that
I watched the first five seasons or something for a while.
Although I will say that one time I had to watch four episodes straight of it at my uncle's house, and I wanted to murder everyone.
Oh no, I thought it was
not like Batman rage, but who knows?
I can still watch it.
It was also just a very long day, but anyway.
Okay, The Affair. I have no idea what this is.
The Affair?
Yeah.
I'm going to predict, just reading the title, it is a show that, based on the success of Lost, they are trying to create another event-style show that's going to...
Nope.
Yeah, that is going to try and build up a big, following of people on the internet trying to figure out the meaning of it. It will be canceled by the end of the season.
Probably.
How right am I?
Did
Showtime do that? I thought they kind of let their shows run for a little bit.
Oh, that's
Showtime.
Showtime? In that case, I have no idea.
I think Showtime make the shows run too long.
I think
that's their week.
Okay, for Showtime, I'm gonna guess.
What's the last good Showtime show that's come out?
That's a good question. I'm gonna guess 4 seasons for this show.
How about name one other Showtime show?
There's Nurse Jackie. There's The L Word. There's Dexter. There's Shameless.
Dexter. Okay, Dexter is the last. Shameless. People like Shameless a lot too. Mm-hmm. My friend is on that episode. She's making out with another friend in that episode. She's making out with one of our other friends in their underwear.
That episode. Can you please tell me which episode that
is? I don't
is?
Think it's aired yet, but whenever you see a bunch of people making out in their underwear in that episode.
Yeah, I don't watch Shameless, but I know someone
maybe
who does.
Maybe you should now?
Possibly.
She's cute.
Moving. All right, yeah.
A Los Angeles friend, though. Now they're gone out of my life forever.
Okay, next up is another new...
Cry, bitch, damn.
Wait, that doesn't make any sense. How can they both shows premiere at the same time? Anyhow, Bad Judge, which is another NBC comedy.
I'm going to give this one a season.
Kate Walsh from Fargo.
Huh. Actually, no, I'm going to
watch Fargo?
I'm going to give it 2 seasons.
Did y'all watch Fargo?
Nope.
Fargo's one of my favorite movies ever.
God damn it, this show.
I've never seen the show. I've heard good things about it, though.
It's great. You guys... Why would I ever trust anything you'll say about TV? All right.
Well, to be fair, you.
Oh, I fully admit I watch very little.
Yeah, I know. I'm kidding. I watch those junk too.
But I've actually seen Fargo, and it's a really good show.
Yeah, I saw the pilot. I just never kept up with it.
Okay. Just moving on. I guess I'm actually interested in this show myself.
I saw the trailer, and God, I just felt it hit a nerve with me. Where I'm just nope, I'm not gonna watch this.
I'm really kind of curious to see how they handle it, because
I'm gonna give it 8 episodes. Actually, I'll just give it the whole season.
I feel like, on the bright side, it's coming on after Modern Family, which is a good shot to be in.
Are we on Blackish yet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what.
What I saw a billboard for the show. That's all I know about it.
So basically, Anthony Anderson and his family are trying to regain their black perspective, because I guess they're considered too white enough to be black.
Okay. Well, am I allowed to laugh at this show?
I mean, are you asking us?
You will probably feel uncomfortable. I'm just going to having not seen a single having not heard of this show until today. I'm going to go with yes. You will be all uncomfortable.
Right. Well, can me and all my friends in Texas watch this show?
I mean, if my
brain stereotypes about Texas are right, you will probably be uncomfortable at the thing they are laughing at in the show.
Exactly. And so I now have to defend Texas after making a joke about it. We're not actually that bad, but
wink wink.
Right. Some, you know, depending on where you are.
See, I can't say because I live in Alabama and Mississippi, so.
Ah. See, the Texas city, like, big cities are usually fine. Houston is actually a Democratic city, which surprised the hell out of me. Anyway.
Well, any big city where there's a ton of people tend to be Democratic.
Yeah, just sometimes. Not San Antonio, but.
I don't know many major cities that aren't.
San Antonio. Dallas. Dallas is a very conservative city. It's a huge city. Yeah. It's where all the oil money is. Oil money people tend to be conservative.
Okay, but yeah, I mean, like I said, I think it's going to. I'm kind of curious. I hope it ends in the season because it is something I think that isn't often spoken about in any circles. Because I think black people who go through it don't want to talk about it, and white people don't acknowledge it because they're friendly black folks. So.
I'm just waiting for something like really awful nationwide to happen that completely derails this show.
We shall see.
I mean, not like I want it to happen in a good way. I'm just saying, like, I feel like the universe is just gonna like.
Is Tumblr mad at the show already?
No, I don't think Tumblr even. I don't even think Tumblr knows it exists.
But it can't be mad at the show because the title is exactly what it says. I think it's a great thing.
No, I know, but I feel like I don't know. Tumblr likes to get mad at things. Here's one. I don't like the title Blackish. Oh, never mind. This isn't about the show. Okay. This is just someone that doesn't like the title Blackish, which is exactly what the show is talking about. So,
yeah.
Props to it there.
Speaking of minorities, Christina is a Hispanic comedy that's coming on ABC. I don't know much about it.
I've never heard of this woman ever. I'm not saying this to be mean. I'm saying this as a fact.
Oh, no, we'll get to that again very on down when there's another comedy about a comedian I've never heard of before. Some of you might have heard of him, but I've never heard of him, and he gets his own show. I really hate when people get a show and they get their name in it, and then it's not their name on the show.
So the last, like, 8 shows I've seen that involve a comedian's name all get canceled within a season or two?
Yeah, I don't think...
Generally fail.
Because I think what happens nowadays is not a lot of comedians come through the ranks anymore the same way, where a lot of them don't know how to act as well. They know how to deliver a joke, and that's not necessarily the same thing.
Sure. I think Louis is the only one I know that has succeeded. I guess the Mindy Project, I don't watch that show, but it's gotten more than 2 seasons, so.
Yep.
But is she a stand-up comedian?
Yep, I think so.
Sure. I just know her. I mean, again, part of it was because I know she was a writer. What's
stand-up comedian anymore? I think of people as being, like, primarily comedy actors. I kind of call them comedians.
Well, no, there are still people who are... Because she's a stand-up comedian, and, I mean, just to jump ahead, the other show I was going to talk about is Mahoyan, which is a stand-up comedian who's really awkward white dude. And I've seen it. I saw the pilot here, and he's a person who... He's trying to act, and his acting comes off unnatural. Like, he's doing this awkward thing where he delivers a punchline, and then he stares off into the distance, and it's really odd putting.
Sure.
I'm sure some people might enjoy it, but it didn't really do anything for me.
I mean, Louis can't act, and it doesn't really hurt his show.
But it's different, because it's awkward humor.
Sure. Isn't awkward humor, you mean?
No, it's supposed to be an actual, like, sitcom.
Also, fun fact, I don't like awkward humor for the most part.
Ah, then you don't watch a lot of British TV, huh?
I don't like British TV. I couldn't stand The British Office. I don't like the movie Bridesmaids.
Wait, what?
The American Office?
I didn't super care for The American Office, right?
Yes, you.
Shows and movies just, like, only around awkward humor. I don't... It just makes me uncomfortable. I don't laugh. I just, like, feel bad for the person involved, and that's not a good feeling for
me.
But
that's the point.
It is the point. I don't enjoy that feeling. Kind of like how some people don't like horror movies because they don't like the feeling of being scared.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's how I am with awkward humor.
Okay, fair enough. I think awkward humor, when done well, is really enjoyable, but it can also be really awkward, and then it's just weird for everybody involved.
No way.
Maybe my life is just too many awkward humor moments. And then it gets uncomfortably real for me, whatever awkward things happen.
We should definitely do a podcast about, like, awkward moments in our life.
Then, yeah, anyhow. my personal favorite show.
Earl's... Okay, never mind. I'm not going to just bring it up now because I'll have to say it on the podcast. But, oh, man.
I'm kind of curious now, but we can talk about
Earl,
it later.
Your story of peeing on minors?
Oh, okay. Anyhow. Anyhow.
I like how you're just like,
I love, yes. That's my favorite, like, TLDR version of a story ever.
Anyhow. That guy was safe. Are we done?
Earl, we're at 35 minutes in the Skype recording, just so you know.
I'm sorry, I don't mean
to write that number down anywhere.
I don't mean to laugh at your expense. I mean, I do.
Oh, that's fine. It's okay to not, you know, sharing it on here. Anyhow, that guy said...
Hold on.
Anyway, television.
Hold on.
Are we ready?
Stop the Skype recording right now, probably.
Aw, oh, Sam, you're amazing. I love you. He said, like, those words. He's just like, oh shit.
This is the first time I've broken the podcast. I've said a lot of dumb things before. I've never broken the recording.
Jesus Christ, Sam.
I knew y'all kept me around for a reason.
At least somebody likes me. I never said I didn't like you.
So what's our podcast revenue stream looking like here? Is this going to be a potential employment opportunity or
Sam? Sam.
Yes.
Do strippers like desperation?
I don't know. Actually, I've never seen a stripper before.
I assume that they don't.
Yeah.
Okay. Never seen it. You've never.
Has anybody in this room seen a stripper before in prison?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure. Else would you see them?
Oh, sure. I mean, just hanging out. I've never met a stripper or been to a strip club, so.
Fair enough.
I had a chance to go to one this summer, but the cards didn't fall in the right place. I want to go to one only because I don't get the point of strip clubs.
Wait, you don't get the point of going with all your bro friends to get boners?
I mean, I have the internet. I have porn to do that.
Exactly. And there you can actually do something with it. Like, other than the idea of admiring the physical, like, feat of being able to pull off a pole dance, other than that, I don't get it.
Can we add this to the podcast? Can we just include this section? Okay. All right, TV. Yeah, TV's boring. Can we just talk about whatever comes to mind? None of these shows look any good.
Sorry about that. So, yes, anyhow, going back to TV after I cut out a lot of this stuff. The Flash, which I think is the most promising new pilot I've seen so far.
I hear it's very good, and I'm very much looking forward to it.
Well, Sam disagrees. So I'm kind of good.
I don't completely disagree. I think it shows promise. I just don't care about any of the characters they presented at all besides the Flash character, besides Barry Allen. It just comes off. So, my problem was... Arrow gave, like, an episode to each character to introduce you to the character, and I really like the way it did it, so you start to care about each character one at a time as it adds in, and The Flash, like, tries to jump right into season 2.5 of Arrow, which, granted, season 2 of Arrow is the best part, but it jumps in and expects you to care about all its characters without earning it.
I don't think it expects you to care about anybody but Barry during the first episode. It introduces these people because they're part of his life.
Sure, I wish they'd introduce them slower.
Yeah, I think that's part of the problem that comes with like having an episode as your backdoor pilot, because those two characters, like the two that I'm thinking of that you may be talking about, were featured in an episode of Arrow for a good amount of time.
Well, I mean, not even that, because you have Barry, you have Iris and her father.
you have Barry, and then the other characters whose names I can't even remember.
You have Eddie, who's the detective that she goes out with. Then you have the three scientists. So there is a lot of characters you're introduced
to.
Was it
Cisco, Caitlin, and Tommy?
Yeah.
Right.
Something like that. Dr. Wells.
I probably need to go watch the pilot again.
I kind of agree with that, but at the same time, if you kind of use Arrow as the counter, you're introduced to Tommy, Yaro, Thea, Myra, all of these characters in the first episode as well, and over time you got to... I think Diggle was in the first episode as well.
I don't think. I think they bring in Diggle in episode 2, don't they?
No, they show him
but don't, like, have a conversation with him. I don't know.
He's in the first episode, but they don't, like... They don't dedicate, like, all the time to those characters. They, like, sort of reveal their stories, like, over the course
of the season. Yeah, and that's what's going to happen with Flash as well.
I guess so. That's true. You're probably right. Maybe I just wasn't super...
I mean...
I enjoyed it. It didn't completely grab me, though.
Yeah, I can understand that. I thought it was. I'm kind of curious. I'm more curious about the budget because I thought it looked very. It looked good for a TV show, but usually a part tends to have a lot of the budget because it's only one episode.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Okay, so
Arizona's, I'm still not entirely sold on the running animation for Flash. Also,
yeah,
probably as good as they can do in a live action Flash TV show, but
I'm not gonna be sure how long this show lasts because honestly, I didn't think that Arrow was gonna last past like two seasons for some reason.
Where does the Arrow fall among normal people?
What do you mean?
The general TV, like how popular of a TV show is Arrow in the grand scheme of
apparently it's very popular.
Okay, I don't know.
Well, okay, I was gonna, and this kind of goes back to James' point from earlier about TV audiences and networks. Yeah. Arrow is the most popular show on the CW, which doesn't really make it a highly popular show in general.
Yeah, that's kind of my point.
Yeah, it does about 2.5 million.
But it doesn't need to be. Wait, so go on, no? Sorry.
Yeah, it does about 2.5 million people a week. I mean, you know, DVRs and all that other stuff.
It is, so that is the most popular CW show?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's weird when you...
Gossip Girl a CW show? That ended, though. But that was...
I'm talking about as far as airing, while it's airing. Because, I mean, the CW before... Like, the CW is a much smaller network than it originally was. Because even Smallville was a huge show on that network. It used to get... like 8, 9, 10 million people watching it.
Is that how Supernatural's on its 11th season with the audience it has, I guess?
10.
Yeah.
10, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't watch Supernatural.
Yeah, and then with the CW, because, you know, if a show did 2.5 million on NBC or ABC or something like that, it would be canceled.
Right.
Where on CW, they're just like, wow, we have this many people watching.
Sure, yeah. Makes sense.
So I think The Flash will do well, and I think what's going to help The Flash even... I think it's going to survive this season. What's going to help it is that it has a crossover with Arrow, and people already invested in Arrow. And people already like Barry from his Arrow appearances. So the show has a lot of goodwill running into it.
Yeah, they did it right by like introducing the character and doing the show that way. I kind of wish they'd given him slightly more of a role in the last season of Arrow, but I mean, that's...
The idea was for him to show back up later on the show.
Yeah.
But they decided that since he did such a great job, they were just going to give him the TV show, so they didn't want to bring him back.
Okay. So here's a good time. Who's the next superhero they rope into this?
As far as like their own solo show, or like they will show up in one show and then they get like their own?
In this continuing Arrow universe that I think CW is working toward. Who gets TV show next?
I actually don't think it's going to be a person. I think it might be a team. I think they're doing a decent job of building the Outsiders, and I could see that being spun off.
Maybe, I'll try to think, who's a good character that they could introduce that would still, like, fit within the...
To be fair, The Flash is the first one that I recognize. Well, okay, Superman, but I didn't know who Arrow was before the show.
Who's a character that they could, like, introduce that would still, like, fit within the parameters of their world?
Well, I mean, the other ones they could do, which they've already kind of done, they could do something like Birds of Prey. You could have Felicity as Oracle. You already have
Felicity. I don't think they'll do Felicity as Oracle, simply because that'd be too much of a clusterfuck.
Do you think Batman ever gets a TV show?
No. Well, he has got...
Yeah, I mean, his own actual TV show.
A live-action TV show in this universe.
No. One, I don't think they put Batman on. As we'll see with Gotham in a second, they won't put Batman on the CW. Batman's too big of a brand. Two, I mean, they've been trying to do a Batman show for like the last 15 years or so, and I think they just find that it's easier to there's big money in having him on the big screen.
True.
And I think it becomes a much bigger event if you don't have him every week. I mean,
but they're going to have someone on TV as well, right? I mean, like, the Justice League's eventually going to include people that are on, like, the Arrow, right?
Because they already have a cast Flash for the Dawn of Justice, so... I feel like they've said at some point that they're not planning on integrating the two together.
Yeah.
They're not integrating them, but they're going to be two separate...
They're two separate continuities.
Yes.
I mean, technically speaking, DC has, like, 5 continuities in entertainment right now. If you count Gotham, Constantine, iZombie, Flash, and Arrow...
No one counts iZombie.
I feel bad for that show.
Is that out this season?
That's a spring or winter show. It's not this fall.
Wait, what is iZombie? I don't think I've ever heard of this before.
It's a show about
a girl who is dead, who is, like, a zombie now. And, like, she eats the brains of people, and she, like, acquires the memories and, like, helps them resolve things in their life.
Basically a police procedural that's not true. I don't know if any of you read that comic book. It's an amazing comic book. You should
nope.
read it. But yeah, he's a foodie. He eats food, and he can tell the history of the food, and that's how he uses it to solve crime. Speaking of procedural,
I was about to say, we have a lot to get through, don't we?
Yeah, let's just tackle the big ones.
Well, Forever, really quick. I think the concept of Forever is decent enough, but I don't know if I'm in the mood for another police procedural. I mean, you can probably throw a dot on USA or on TNT or TBS and find a rerun of something.
There was a show like this on Fox a couple of years, about a year or so ago.
There was another show, and that didn't last long either.
No, do you remember what the show was called?
I don't remember what the show was called. I saw it the other day when I was looking for this, but
God,
it's the same concept.
We have a lot of things to get to. I want to hear Earl talk about Gotham.
Okay.
And not an old Fox police procedural.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think Forever it's worth checking out. It made me want a Resurrection Man TV show, but none of you know who that character is, so
nope.
That's the purpose. Gotham.
So,
I have an idea of who Resurrection Man is.
Yeah. Gotham, I think I'm looking forward to the Flash the most. I think Gotham's going to be the highest premiered show of this new season.
Two seasons.
What do you mean, highest premiered? Like, highest most well-received or most
No, like, highest ratings out the gate. Like, it's going to be the one that does
so
really
it's good.
Well, I mean, I'm not even if it's good or not, but just as far as, like, publicity
is. But is it good?
Yes.
That's all I wanted to know from you.
I will say this much. I've been one of the show's biggest opponents. I actually think the idea of doing a police show in Gotham is interesting. I think doing a police show in Gotham without Batman around is dumb.
I'm going to give it two seasons. One, because it'll be good. The second, because it's Fox, and they tend to cancel things that are actually good.
I don't think they
do that anymore. I feel like
they canceled Almost Human, so...
Yeah, but that was different.
That wasn't good.
That was good, Sam.
I think Almost Human was on the bubble, and they just canceled it because it was too expensive to make.
Yeah.
But here's I think the thing that's working in Gotham's favor is that Netflix deal they just got.
True.
So even if it's not well-received, Fox is still going to make like $1.5 million per episode to stream it on
Netflix.
So
that's how Hannibal gets to stick around. It doesn't have the best ratings, and its ratings wouldn't be good enough to keep it alive. But it's got like a co-marketing deal with European countries to where it shows there that just pay for the show to exist. Which is great.
Yeah. So, but okay, just kind of as a brief. I mean, I have a full review up on the website if you want to check it out at nerdsonthelocks.com. But just I think the best thing that Gotham does is it one, it solves the biggest problem I had going into the show. And I won't spoil it too much, but the whole premise of the show is flawed from the get-go. Because you can't have cops who do well or defeats the purpose of Batman, but you can't have characters who are completely incompetent or nobody's going to enjoy the show.
Right.
They find a way around that in the part, and I don't know if they're going to keep using that trick throughout the series. But essentially, it's kind of less focused on the police and more the corruption that spreads throughout Gotham and why you can't do a good job in Gotham.
Batman's still a kid, right?
Yeah.
He's like eight or ten.
And this is Gordon's story?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait. I'm going to take a guess. So the police, like everyone in Gotham is corrupt. So, like the police are corrupt, the government's corrupt, and the mobsters are like keeping them all like... under their thumb, or like they're blackmailing each other.
Let's watch and find out.
Is that right?
Yeah, pretty much.
We've been going for 49 minutes, and we're still on G.
Let's just focus on the big ones.
Well, technically speaking, we're only on 40 minutes as of recording. We did start talking before this.
I mean, we've also talked about 10 minutes of stuff that's going to get cut out of the show.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Grace Point.
Yeah, I do recommend checking out Gotham. Grace Point. Sam asked, you asked this before we started recording.
Yeah,
what is the difference between Grace Point and Broadchurch?
This one has David Tennant, the other one.
The other one, yeah.
This
he's doing
on
an
Fox.
American accent in this one,
this,
right?
This one's on Fox.
His accent comes and goes in this.
Does it? I haven't actually watched.
Wait, is Jake still here?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
I just have nothing to say about most of these things.
Yeah, wait, is this like a miniseries or an actual show?
It's a miniseries. I was going to say the biggest difference between the two is that Broad Street is only 8 episodes and this is 10. So
I've watched half an episode of Broadchurch. I like David Tennant. I want to watch one of these two. Should I just wait for the American one?
Probably.
I would just
do it just to piss off like British purists.
Sure.
I will just tell you this much. I saw Grace Point this past weekend, and I came and I watched Broadchurch. And it is the exact same first episode.
Yeah, I hear it's the same first two episodes and then diverges. I went and read about it, but I still don't really know how they're different.
Yeah, well, nobody knows because the other one
was it good?
It's intriguing.
It's not good.
It's well shot. It's well acted. It's kind of like True Detective, and I feel like if you compare it to the SS show, because it is kind of this, it's a season-long mystery. It's not a game.
Sure, yeah, True Detective wasn't exactly like, it was a good show, but it certainly didn't get gripping until, say, episode 4.
Yeah, and this one, it's kind of like True Detective, and it's kind of like, it's more focused on the small town and secrets that the people in it have. So if you have to really get into the characters in the show.
Did you like Broadchurch?
I liked it well enough. I thought the only thing I would say about Broadchurch, even though I hate Grace Point, is different. I did not like the reveal of the actual murderer.
Okay. They're just a lot of... It's weird. I'm almost getting tired of these, like, artfully filmed shows. I like that there are a lot of them now. But it used to be where if a show was shot in an artsy style, it's almost automatically good because they care about it, and now that's not necessarily the case. So,
yeah,
that sentence may not have meant anything. So, if it didn't, don't worry about it.
It's going to be interesting watching David Tennant play David Tennant. Oh.
Sure.
Happyland
on MTV. Can we just skip that?
Yeah, we skipped that. We skipped Houdini as well.
Okay, I keep seeing that in front of all the movie theaters, so it's probably only going to get one season. Because everything that I... Oh, well, in which case it's probably done.
Yeah. How to Get Away with Murder.
I am very interested in this.
I am as well, and I am just going to say this is going to get renewed because she seems to be ABC's golden child right now.
Oh, yeah.
She does Scandal, and she does...
She has another show. Isn't she the one that does Grey's Anatomy?
I think she does Grey's Anatomy as well. So, she's like their golden goose, and I don't think they want to piss her off, so... It looks interesting enough. I'm really kind of curious to see the first episode, because this looks like one of those shows that has a premise that's really interesting for, like, an episode. I don't know how you kind of stretch it out over a season or multiple seasons, but I guess she somehow knows how to do it anyhow, so there's that. Okay, Intruders we can skip. Jane the Virgin. Heard about this.
We can definitely skip this.
The only thing I will say about Jane the Virgin... I have not seen this, but this is one of the shows that has gotten a lot of positive word of mouth. And I don't...
Seriously?
I mean, I admit, look, it's a pick on this site, and I've seen it. It was picked... I think the Television Council, the TCA, picked it as the number 2 best show of the season. So I'm really kind of curious about this now.
We don't know anything about it to talk about it, though, do we? So.
Well, yeah, other than the fact that it's a person who gets impregnated by her doctor by accident.
Sure.
Yeah. Kingdom, Madam Secretary, Manhattan Love Story, Marry
Me.
Don't care.
One season, probably also two seasons, one
also
season.
Don't care.
Manhattan Love Story, I'm going to say one season.
Probably.
I was watching on Netflix recently. ABC has tried to launch these romantic comedies. They did Mixology last season. They did Friends with Benefits a couple of seasons back. Mm-hmm. I guess the most successful one was Happy Endings, and that was only 3 seasons, and that was by accident.
I just read the preview for the McCarthys. Whew. Just CBS and any kind of, like, controversial material is, I'm sure it's going to be great.
Yeah, it will do well. We've already talked about this comedy, The Mysteries of Yara.
Did you read the ticket for the McCarthy?
I saw
what happens
in
the picture.
I
asked the person to blast you.
I saw the commercial for Mysteries of Aura while we were actually recording this, and it did not look appealing.
Mulaney is the one you're talking about, Earl.
Yeah.
I know him. I like him as a comedian.
He's really awkward, though.
Okay, yeah, he is kind of awkward. He's great as a comedian. I need to go watch some stuff, actually.
Yeah, and it's kind of weird. He has that Seinfeld thing going as well, where he does like that stand-up bit before the episode, and then...
Oh, okay. Louis does that too, right? Or does Louis still do that?
Well,
Louis
I mean,
as well.
But Uwe, I thought Uwe did like actual stand up, like he did it in front of his audience. Where this
I mean,
is
it's
like
stage stand up, but.
But yeah, this is the guy in front of his set telling the joke like Seinfeld used to do.
Okay.
With the dim lights and it's just him. I mean, you might enjoy it more. Maybe you're more familiar with his comedy style. Maybe you'll appreciate it.
I don't know. Again, comedians and shows generally don't go very well. I'm just saying I like him as a comedian.
We're getting another NCIS.
Why?
So like
because they're really easy to write and they're easy to watch.
They're easy to write. They're cheap and yeah.
It has CCH founders, so that's always good.
I just love that James Vanderbeek is playing the hacker type guy.
And American Horror Story made New Orleans cool again, so maybe people will watch it.
I mean,
because New Orleans is America's dump hole.
Wait, this isn't the cyber crimes one, isn't there another?
Oh no, I'm thinking of the CSI. Sorry.
Yeah, that didn't get picked up, right?
I think it did.
Not on this. Maybe it's a mid-season replacement.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, the fact that I got them mixed up definitely says a lot about...
Oh, I always get these shows mixed up. I think this is the third NCIS on...
This is. Because there's NCIS, NCIS LA, and then now there's this.
And I think there's going to be four CSIs on CBS now?
Jesus Christ.
So, I mean, it works. These shows do amazing in the ratings, so...
Apparently.
Okay, another show I absolutely love, and I do recommend checking out the pilot if it's still online, Red Band Society.
I heard this was really good.
Yeah, really. Again, one of those shows that I would have the caveat as much as I enjoyed. It seems like the type of show that's really good for a movie, and I don't know if it's necessarily good for a show, but we'll see.
I'm going to give this two seasons.
I also didn't know people lived in hospitals, but I guess that's just ignorance.
I'm going to give NCIS, whatever this is, like... What season is the like mainline one on now?
Oh, you see, here's the thing, though.
I'm gonna give that like -3 of whatever that.
I was gonna say the weird thing about these spinoffs is sometimes like if they catch on, they do really well, but if they don't, they get canceled really quick.
Oh, do you remember Criminal Minds? And it's Criminal Minds Suspect Behavior with Forest Whitaker. I think I dumped after like two seasons.
Oh, some of them, like, they didn't even ask the season. Like, I know there was a couple of your own artists that didn't take off.
I just like that the Law & Order spinoff has lasted longer than the original at this point.
I think it hasn't lasted longer than the original. I mean, it outlasted it, but it's still...
Oh,
I mean,
it hasn't?
No, the original was on for, like, 19 years. I think this is season 14.
Oh, this is only 14?
I know, only 14.
Oh my god. So, no, Scorpion, anybody heard of it?
I have. It's about this guy.
A team of nerds.
Basically.
This.
And I have... The only person in here that I've heard of is Robert Patrick and I guess Catherine McPhee. But since she's in it, I'm going to give this, like, one season.
It's a CBS show, so it's either going to get, like, half a season or it's going to go on for 10.
How long is... Like, Mike and Molly is still getting new episodes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to give, like, -2 of that.
The only thing I would say is that it's launching on Monday nights. I guess that's going to fill in the How I Met Your Mother void. But I felt like How I Met Your Mother was their biggest comedy on Monday.
It was their only comedy on Monday.
No, they used to have Mike and Molly.
It was their only good comedy on Monday.
Oh, okay. I was going to say they also had girls, but... Oh, speaking
Again,
of that...
It was their only good comedy on
God,
Monday.
The show Selfie. Yep, going around.
Speaking of bad comedy, Selfie.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah, that looks awful.
I heard this one actually wasn't that bad.
I don't know who you spoke to then.
Yeah, Earl, have you seen it?
Yes, I have.
Okay. I was just reading the sentence and seeing the marketing for it. It looks terrible.
And it's sad, because I actually kind of wanted to like it. I like Karen Gillian, and I like John Cho. Sure.
And that's what the show was counting on.
Yep.
There is no coincidence that they got the former Doctor Who star to play in a show that's all about becoming internet famous and Instagramming and Facebook. They may as well have put the word Tumblr in here, but they don't have the rights to the word Tumblr.
I was going to say, that, and this is always a really tight line to walk, but a show with an unlikable lead character can work, but usually you have to have likable characters around them. Or something redeeming
that's
about.
What's the last show
with an unlikable lead character that you
Breaking
liked?
Bad.
Detective.
But everybody, no, see, Walter White you liked.
Nobody
in the first season.
Okay, in the first season, but going on.
That's what I'm saying. That's what you start with. You have to start with a likable character. Or at least one you sympathize with.
Always Sunny.
That's
okay, sure.
The League is not
the one. The League, yeah, it's full of terrible people.
Archer.
Okay.
Well, Archer has good people around him.
I wouldn't classify them as good.
But, okay, y'all are right. That
FX does pretty well. That's it.
Yeah, that's what they do. They make characters full of dicks.
No, I'm saying the characters are all like dicks.
It's great.
No, but if they FX, that's their bread and butter.
That's what they do.
Always Sunny, Archer, all FX shows.
That's funny.
Universe, I just started watching, which is actually
really
funny.
I don't think anyone likes anyone on that, so there you go.
You're the worst.
I heard that
Sons of Anarchy?
No, I've heard that's pretty good.
Is it a comedy?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a comedy about
Sons of Anarchy. I'm talking about You're the Worst, guys. Come on.
That's what I'm saying.
No, it's my life biopic.
Earl, cut through the bullshit here. Is it good? Is it funny?
Yeah, yes,
that's what I've been saying.
Okay, I don't believe either of you two, though.
Well, wow.
Why ask?
No, I believe you, Earl. I don't believe James in anything he says.
What?
It's true. What are we talking about? Wait, is there something specific you don't believe me about?
Oh, my God. All right, the next show, Stalker.
Got that dude from American Horror Story in it. I recognize him.
I don't think he's going to masturbate into a
Stalker like the Tarkovsky movie?
No.
No.
Okay.
I don't think Dylan McDermott's going to, like, openly masturbate in this one, though. Just because it's CBS.
Yeah, this sounds like it's going to be canceled really quick.
Yeah, I'm going to give it, let's say, 10 episodes.
I have that, yeah.
Dylan McDermott doesn't have good luck post-American Horror Story.
Well, not only that, but it doesn't sound like a show that mixes with CBS body. Like, they do fun as well, but not so much sex.
Oh, and apparently it's about, you know, voyeurs and love-obsessed psychopaths.
Yeah, that's right.
I feel like...
Hence the name Stalker. Go figure.
Yeah. So, naturally, the universe is going to, like, open up some weird stalking, sex-related murder, like, literally the weekend before this comes, and that's going to incredibly, like, lower the ratings for the first episode.
Okay.
State of Affairs.
Survivor's Remorse.
Oh, it's got Captain Heigl. One season. Moving on.
Okay.
Survivor's Remorse.
That's a star show. We don't need to address that.
Yeah,
I'm kind of curious about.
It's on already, isn't it?
Survivor's Remorse?
This past weekend.
Oh, Utopia. Right? I know it's going to be garbage, but I still kind of want to watch the first episode.
Which one?
Is that where you are, too? Or?
I heard it actually wasn't that bad.
It isn't?
That's what I heard.
That's surprising. It sounds terrible.
It sounds like absolute garbage, yeah.
Yeah,
and all the trailers have looked like absolute garbage.
Okay, let's be real, though. If you were, like, stuck on, like, if you had to, like, make your own society with people, you would just, like, murder everyone you didn't like, right?
That's not a society.
See, what I don't get is, like, we'll let you rule society, but no, they just, like, made real life Lost, kind of, but except instead of... So, what bugs me about these shows is that reality show producer is a real job that people have in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And that reality show producer is a title that shouldn't exist, meaning none of it's real, meaning it's going to bug me through the whole show. That's why I can't watch The Bachelor. That's why I can't watch Storage Wars. It's why I can't watch Pawn Stars.
To be fair, I think it's also hard to watch most reality shows because they're usually, like, obnoxiously mean-spirited and, like, deliberately want you to root against everyone, so that's what turns me away from that.
See, that's why I think I can get behind that idea. Watching reality shows just to make fun of how dumb everybody is.
If I'm watching something just to mock the people, that makes it feel like I'm only watching this to try and feel above them. I'm like, I can't care about that
for you, from what I know of you on these podcasts.
Yeah, but I don't. That's not what I don't care about. Something like that. I'm not here to just feel better myself just by laughing at someone below me. That's boring and stupid.
I need that in my life. Maybe I should watch this show. I could use a self-esteem boost.
It's probably good reality TV shows to do it. As something like Jersey Shore, where they're supposed to be idiots, would make more sense.
Wait, they're supposed to be idiots?
Huh?
Never mind.
All right, Earl, let's bring back that Drunk Bad Movies podcast you do, but we'll do it with Utopia. We'll make weekly episodes about Utopia.
Let's all die of alcohol poisoning 2 weeks in.
Yep.
I mean, I always predict that's how Earl would die, but
I got nothing going on in my life for a while. Let's do it.
Are you engaged?
Yeah.
God,
I got to figure out something else in my life before that wedding happens. Or I'm
okay, so
trouble.
Z Nation.
I don't know about sci-fi shows. It'll probably last more than a season, but I've never watched a single thing on sci-fi. No, I watched Sharknado and hated it.
How did you hate Sharknado? Sam, get the hell
I don't get the purpose of making intentionally bad movies for the sake of
what, you don't get the idea of deliberately not trying? You don't think that's a high aspiration, Sam?
See, I agree with James's sarcasm. Like, if you try to make a good movie and you fail, I can enjoy that. But
yeah,
if you try to make
that's
a bad movie on purpose, it's not funny to me.
Like, that's part of the reason that Fast and Furious has become popular is because they're born out of actual sincerity. People actually care about it when you're trying and actually, like really believe in it. That's why Miami Connection became so popular. It wasn't because it was bad. It was because it was bad, but they were really, really trying and actually believed in it.
Yeah, I have no idea what Miami Connection is. So
I feel like it's easy to try to be bad and succeed, and that show is or the movie is 100% marketing.
Even the first one. I do feel like they tried with the first Sharknado. I think the second one is the one.
I've watched both of them.
Yeah, I think the second one's better. One's like they just like whatever, we'll do it for the money. And I thought the second one was better, but you know it is what it is. But yeah, sci-fi is kind of weird as well, where they have shows that last forever. Like Haven, I think, is going on its fifth season, but they also cancel shows really quickly.
All right,
also kind of original content.
Also, another zombie show. I mean,
it's so. I mean, it's gonna get overshadowed by Walking Dead.
I like that.
I mean, technically, saying another zombie show. There are a ton of zombie shows.
Sure.
I mean,
Walking Dead like the second most popular show on television right now, or something?
Yes, I think so.
I think it might be the most popular cable TV show anyway.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, cable show.
That's right. Not counting, networks.
But yeah, it's the biggest cable show. I think it does like 10 million a week. And they're also doing a spinoff, but that has nothing to do with this
for
episode.
Some weird reason.
Holy shit, 10 million? Wow.
Yeah. It's going to be a romantic comedy about zombies.
That sounds more exciting than the actual show, actually. I will watch that.
You know what, though? You know what? Real talk, though. You guys have played the Telltale games, right?
Real talk.
First season, yeah.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how excited would you be if they brought in characters from that over onto the companion show?
Question. Who's writing it? Is it the writers of the Walking Dead TV show?
I don't fucking know.
See, I like the Walking Dead
TV show. Are they writing the Walking Dead TV show? I just feel like they just get new people every season.
Right.
Firing the guy who, Earl, just to confirm. You're saying getting the guy who made the Shawshank Redemption to make your zombie show and then firing him was not a worst idea ever?
Well, I mean, I don't know why they keep on getting new show. I think they've been through, four showrunners already?
I feel like they've had a new one every season. I imagine it's partially just to keep paychecks down.
They know that the show
is popular because they have amazing makeup work.
They've only been through three.
Okay, because I was going to say that showrunner was a makeup artist, wasn't he?
Yeah, and he wrote like one of the seasons.
Sense. I mean,
he wrote one
that,
of
that
the
best
third seasons
about
like
the show. So.
Yeah,
see,
he wrote one of the third
like,
seasons like better episodes.
See, every time I think the show's not very good, they pull out like an amazing episode. They have one or two really amazing episodes a year.
That's the problem. It's like a really bad roller coaster.
Yeah,
it's amazing high. But when it drops hard.
Yeah.
But the episodes where it just focuses on like one character usually are really, really good.
Yeah. I listened to a podcast.
Yeah, I gave up on the farm when I was like, okay, I don't care about anything.
Yeah, don't watch
so
season two of Walking Dead. Skip it.
Season two sucks.
But season three, great.
Yeah. It's like they have great beginnings and they have great endings. It's just the middle part.
Yeah.
Where they really start
that's partially
to, like...
why I don't watch much TV, just because it's a big time investment, so if I'm going to be watching something for that long, it's got to be really, really
good.
See,
I'm already disinvested in The Walking Dead, so why not stick with it? It's good enough.
So, okay. I guess we kind of ran through this list. Just
kind of walked through the list, really.
Z Nation, I'm going to give it three seasons.
So how many of those shows did we not say were going to get canceled in the season?
Arrow, and Flash will not get canceled.
We didn't say Arrow. Oh, wait, no. Right, Arrow's not started. Yeah, Gotham, Flash.
NCIS. Red
probably
Band.
One or two of those CBS shows will stick around.
Red
probably.
Band. Will, Red Band will get canceled.
Yes, one
How
of
get
the
away with murder
CBS
won't
shows
get canceled.
Probably last
Blackish season. Will probably get two seasons.
Intruders won't get canceled. Houdini.
Houdini's already done.
Oh, it's a miniseries.
Yeah, it's a miniseries. Right. Stalker will be get canceled.
Happy Land will go on for as ever long as MTV wants until they cancel Teen Wolf.
Utopia is either going to get half a season or two seasons.
Forever
is right. TV show. It's probably going to get the full season.
Forever is going to be done in like 5 episodes.
Selfie might get a full season.
Constantine is going to get gone in 2 seasons.
Forever is on ABC, so it might have a chance. What do you think is the most competitive night of TV?
I don't know what night anymore.
I think
it'd be Wednesday or Thursday, honestly.
Sunday night, right?
No, Sunday's
but,
not.
Sunday is mostly eclipsed by sports anyway.
Well, Sunday
see,
is
there you go.
Domination.
You have sports competing with. No, I guess you don't have any more Sunday shows, do you? I was going to say Game of Thrones, but sport, but football and Game of Thrones don't overlap.
Yeah, as I say, it's Animation Domination.
Yeah,
which I thought was dead.
Nope.
Which isn't.
It's
kind
where
of
Bob's
dead.
Burgers comes on.
It's where they move a Brooklyn 99.
I was thinking about the FX animation block. Okay,
guess
that was
what, guys? Brooklyn 99 is still pretty good. When does that come back on?
September 25th.
All right.
We'll have to quickly go through what we're excited about that's coming back. Because for me,
sure.
It's Bob's Burgers.
Things already gone for
I think
like
just Bob's Burgers, actually.
All right, real quick.
Yeah, we all agree Bob's Burgers is awesome.
I haven't caught up on it.
You don't like it?
Yeah, I'm like mostly through the third season.
I tried like the first three episodes, and I wasn't sold on it, but...
I think stick with it. I've had that same feeling about the first few episodes, too, but by the end of the first season,
yeah.
I liked it a lot. It is a slow start.
I'm sure we're all excited for Arrow to come back.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I'm excited for Arrow, and also...
I'm excited for most of the things coming back. I'm excited for Hannibal.
I'm trying to think of a nice way to say that I'm excited that people are excited about it. Like, I don't watch Arrow, and I'm probably not going to, but I do like that it does have a fan base, even if it's probably not my thing.
Didn't we tell you to watch it last time?
Damn it, James.
Yeah, and I ignored you.
Again,
wow.
You guys still haven't watched Hannibal.
Is anybody actually going to watch SHIELD?
Like, I know y'all watch it.
I'm gonna start with season two.
Are you excited about
it? I'm burnt out.
I'm gonna start with season two.
Oh, you try SHIELD, but you won't watch Arrow?
Okay,
you should watch Arrow.
I might try a bit of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I am
also,
definitely going to watch Hannibal.
I'm gonna
Hannibal season two is one of the best seasons of TV ever made.
I'm gonna start.
I fully believe that Hannibal is great. I'm going to watch that.
I'm gonna start with season two of S.H.I.E.L.D. and then work my way back at some point.
Apparently, you only really have to start with like episode 13 or 14 of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I'm gonna start from the beginning.
Really, I would say episode.
Prepare
I think it's episode
to 17. Be, find something else to do while you watch S.H.I.E.L.D.
I'll be fine.
Yeah, play Diablo 3. That's my good. That's my go-to TV show game.
Honestly,
you know what? I believe you. That actually does sound like a good one because loot games are ones that they're engaging, but they don't require much like active engagement.
Yep.
Well, so they're good for like background type shows.
My personal experience: don't watch Arrow after you watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It's just a terrible cancer because you just realize how terrible Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is.
Also, watch Arrow like episode 1, and then you can basically skip to episode 11. I think the first half of the first season of Arrow is kind of boring. Because
I think I should just watch
Arrow instead. Hey, has anyone been watching The Blacklist at all?
Nope.
Alright, well I hear that's pretty good. I know the first season is coming on Netflix. And the second season's coming in a couple weeks.
Was Nerds on the Rocks episode, this one.
I'm also excited for Korra coming back October 4th.
Thank you for listening.
Wait, it's coming back already?
Yeah, they announced that
see all of you next week on Nerds
on
the Rocks.
Wait, season 4 in October?
Next one.
Shut up, Sam. They announced it like a couple hours ago, October 4th.
So that's basically saying the show's not very popular. We're trying to get it over with quickly.
Yeah, pretty much. That's them saying we're just going to burn this off by before the end of the year.
Oh, well.
Does that show get good?
Sorry, we screwed up.
It did? No, it didn't get good.
No, I don't think it did. I think it did pretty poorly because it was having... Yeah.
Okay, because everybody's complaining about, like, why is the show getting canceled? I'm like, well, obviously it's not making money, and that's why it's getting canceled.
Yeah.
It's not canceled.
I suppose the best way to sum it up is that it didn't... Like,
with both the quality problems and the rating problems is that it seemed to be trying too hard to aim towards the older fan base rather than trying to draw in kids. And that just ended up resulting in a weaker show and a smaller audience. So that's when it went all online. That's where everyone watches it anyway.
I also think it was hurt by the fact that it was all over the place. It aired Sunday morning, Saturday morning, Friday night. You'd get a year off in between seasons. It
how
was
many
really.
Now you're getting a
man, how many years
months?
Has it been for you?
It's been. It's going to be around for. Well, it started in 2012.
Okay. So
and they're already and they're already on season 3 in 2014.
Yeah. Well, yeah. All right. I'm bored of TV for now.
He's bored of TV for now. So Sam did a sign off, but
for the next
Sam,
week.
For Sam, Justin, James, and myself, this has been Nerds on the Rocks episode 186.
If you have any job offers,
Jesus Christ.
Any job offers, he'll do anything for you. We'll be right back.